Vichitravirya dies without having fathered any sons. Satyavati begs Bhishma to father sons with Vichitravirya's widows, Ambika and Ambalika. Bhishma says he cannot break his vow of celibacy. Satyavati proposes another solution. The widows can sleep with her son Vyasa. Before her marriage, Satyavati had ferried a rishi named Parashara across the river. He fell in love with Satyavati, even though she smelled like a fish. She had been conceived when the sperm of a Gandharva had fallen into the river and been swallowed by a fish. Parashara changed Satyavati's fish smell to a lovely perfume. He then slept with Satyavati and they had a child, Vyasa. Satyavati summons her son Vyasa to sleep with Vichitravirya's widows. He looks very strange because he has been practicing severe austerities and religious rituals. Ambika is repelled by Vyasa's appearance and closes her eyes so that their son, Dhritarashtra, is born blind. Ambalika turns pale with fright when she sees Vyasa, and their son, Pandu, is born looking very pale. Then Ambalika has her maid sleep with Vyasa in her place. The servant likes Vyasa and reacts to him positively. Their child, Vidura, is born without any flaw.